Okay, Beza Hashem, tonight what we're doing is continuing on with the process of mezonos. Up until now, we've been talking about mezonos that always gets an alamichia that follows. We're going to talk tonight also instances where it gets a bar nefashos that follows. Before we get to that, something you asked me last night, Rabbi Yamin, about that I wasn't so clear, is actually going to come up in today's halacha, in Reish Ches. The Mechaber says, "Kenach shel echad mechameshes minei dogen sheshlokoi v'irva b'mayim oy b'shar mashkin." That if you have flour that is mixed into water, imha ya'ava, if it's thick, kedesh yeruy la'achila ulasay, that one could, one eats it, one chews the mixture. So then, mevarach bar minei mizonos, v'achar v'al mechia, v'imha ya'rach. So last night what was asked was about a medical drink or a power drink that has a lot of flour. So the answer is as follows. If it's thin, so then in such a case, one gets a shahakal. And it would seem to me that that would be the halacha of drinks like Ensure and so on and so forth. Because even though it has, as was mentioned last night, it has the tam of the flour inside, and the flour might even be the majority, nevertheless, the halacha is that once it's drunk, the Gemara talks about this in a case called Shesisa, once it's drunk, so then in such a case, it's going to get a shahakol and not a mizanos. So even if it has the tam, let's take a look at the Mishaburus of Kanachav Bezul Lasa, Lavdach, the Filim, Aino Avkal Kach, if it's something like a porridge where it's also chewed, then already it gets a mezonos. But once it's drunk, so then shahakol says mishmeru chaf gimel. The kivin shemayim rabin alav kol kachat shein roy lachil rakishtia. Ainu b'chal machu klam varchem shahakol kibirchas hamayim. And the Dirshu gives examples that seem to me to be similar to what we would call a power drink or a medical drink like Ensure, that's also used if. It's an individual has difficulty chewing. For whatever reason, they want to get a lot of fat. Sometimes it's also put into these drinks, into people who are not well, etc., etc. So all these things, it would seem to me, would get a shahako. Now, we discussed soups before, and we discussed the basic halacha, that a tavshil that has a mezonos that's added to it, then in such a case it gets a mezonos. However, there are some instances, and we did mention the basic rule being that if you have soup with a lot of mezonos inside, so then that will also get a mezonos as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Avalo isa tavshil pnei groifin shenasam mechameshes minei dagan v'nasam behem har b'mayim." Now there's a long discussion, what exactly is this word raklasarfa? I remember when I was younger, this word in the Mishnah Berurah always threw me off. It's still not clear to me. Adiyomazah is one of the few places, like usually Mishnah Berurah is very clear. But every once in a while you have a word that's not so clear what it means. So we're not going to translate that word, Einaroi raklasarfa. But at the end of the day, what we're talking about is a soup. That's what the Mishnah Berurah used the word, next word, shekarn zupa. It's called a soup. But it's a very, very, very thin soup. It was not what we were talking about, where you have a noodle soup, where you have a lot of noodles. So then, in such a case, ena grofen b'tein l'gabei mayim kimu she behen ben. On the one hand, the mezonos is not bottled because it's ben. However, umine dogon lo b'tein l'tzach l'varach l'agrofen mezonos. Kamalkom ef shegama mayim lo batel gabei kimu she ikar nasin rak l'ashtiyah v'lo l'achila. So a soup is generally eaten, but every once in a while, you'll have a soup that's drunk. So then, in such a case, v'tzarech levarik gam al amayim shahakol. In such an instance, you need to make a shahakol on the water as well. V'akein yivarech tchila al amayim v'achakach al groifin. And something interesting over here is that you make first a bracha on a shahakol, and then you make a bracha on these groifin. So the Nishmas Adam explains, this comes from the Chai Adam itself, as the Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin shortly. And the Nishmas Adam explains that here we change the order. Normally the halach, of course, is that when you have a mezonos and a shahakol, you make the mezonos first. However, here you run the following problem. And that is that generally a soup, a noodle soup, everything gets a mezonos. So if you're going to make a mezonos on it, it could very well be that you were yotzei the mezonos on the soup. So on the water as well. So here you make the shahakol first and then the mezonos. That's the explanation. However, The Chai Adam does say, Ubechai Adam Kasav, that's a Chai Adam explaining the above position. I mentioned before, just a moment ago, what the Nishmas Adam says. However, the Chai Adam in his Psakim says, Shiyoset Tov Bazeh, continuing on the Mishnah Brura, Ubechai Adam Kasav, Shiyoset Tov Bazeh Levar Shakal Dovar Acher, V'yotzias HaRotev. So he says the best thing is to really, because he's got a whole suffix, as we alluded to before, that maybe really, this is like a classic noodle soup, even though it's not eaten like a noodle soup. So then in such a case, he says, best thing is just to make a shakal on something else. V'chol zadavka b'chameshes min yadong shlo b'tlei, al v'shar min kagon retz groifin. This is another type of bean. Shenasa b'ri b'mayim sheni achroi l'achilav rak l'zupa b'varach b'rach achas. I'm not exactly sure what type of bean that is, or exactly what we're talking about in this last seer of the Mishnah Berurah. But either way, the general rule is that mezonos dominates, and kol she'eshma mechameshes min yadog mevarchan al bar min mezonos. However, the Mishnah Berurah raises the discussion that the Mung Avram and the Nishmas Adam have in regards to a soup that is not eaten but it's also drunk. So then it could very well be you have a shaila on the broth, what bracha it's going to make. The Dirshu quotes our grand Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that talks about a slightly different case, and that is a vegetable soup that they put a tiny amount, a small amount of pasta and noodles in, it's not the dominant noodle soup. It's that you're putting a little bit of noodles inside. So nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that the bracha is going to be mezonos, because as long as the noodles are being put in to add taste, and it's in a vegetable soup, so now you don't have the issue. We're not talking about something like this, the case, what do you call it, the zupa, that we mentioned before, where the water is still separate and distinct. So then in such a case, it conquers all. The mezonos conquers all, as long as you eat it as a general soup. Okay, now we go on to the halachos of rice. Siv zayin. Hakosei sesaore, someone who chews on rice. Mavarech ala bar pri adama v'achra bar nefashos. So rice, gets a bar pri adama if you chew it. That's similar to what we learned yesterday in Sif. Dalet. That was similar to a case of kosei schita, that if you chew the rice, so then in such a case it's like you're chewing a vegetable. Vim bishloi, but if you cook it, achinismaich, until it's broken down, or chitchano vasamenu pas, or you make it into a rice patty, so then mevarech la bar mimzenis, v'achara bar nefashois. So rice is a really interesting phenomenon, because rice on the one hand satiates, but at the same time, it's not one of the chameshes mine dogar. So it will have a din mezonos because it satiates. On the other hand, we only make an alamichya on, it just didn't get through the door on the bracha achas mein shalish, and therefore it retains the bar nefashos ki yadu. As everybody knows, rice is a unique thing, and that's what they teach children correctly in elementary school. Vehu continues the mechaber shelo yem oravim davar acher, elo oirez levado, only if the rice is mixed with the other items. Vim irim menu tafshel acher, tafshel acher hu aroiv, mevarach lav kibir ches oso tafshel. But if, unlike when it comes to mezonos, where you follow the mezonos conquers, as we gave the example previously from Shlomo Zalman, in the case of the vegetable soup that has a little bit of mezonos, there it conquers. However, when it comes to rice doesn't conquer. And you still follow the regular rules of rov, and whatever is the majority, so take Rav Shlomo Zalman's case, with the vegetable soup, and you only had a little bit of rice, so then in such a case, then the bracha will go ka'oso atavshil, and if the majority is the vegetable soup, then it's going to get a bar pri adam, an important set of halachos that we've been learning. In regards to rice, there is a very important halach l'maisa discussion, and that is, of course, on rice cakes. What bracha do you make on rice cakes? What's the shaila in regards to rice cakes? We learned for a rice patty for sure, the bracha is mezonos. However, the interesting thing with rice cakes is that rice cakes is very similar to what we spoke about yesterday in terms of the wheat puffs, that it's not cooked and it's not broken down. The rice is puffed and it's not broken down. So the machlokas in the deer shoe, they could have just like what do we call copy and paste. They could have just copy and pasted the same machlokes that we had between Rav Yosher and Rav Shlomo Zalman that we had yesterday in regards to puffed wheat. You have the same machlokes, it would seem, over here as well. And that is that Rav Yosher says at the end of the day, if they they heat it with some type of edim, is what it's called in modern Hebrew, it's steam. It's steam to pack it together as a patty. So then in such a case, then even though it doesn't go through the natural process of bishul, but it already is the same thing that you do. This is modern bishul. It's a modern form of bishul. So in such a case, it gets a mezonos. While Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said no. He said that at the end of the day, it still retains its bracha of Bori Pri Adama. And this is one of the few cases where I feel more comfortable when it's a collector's item. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevenstahl would never take sides in a machlokas. This, just in terms of just my hargoshes in the halacha, the fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch, makes a lot of sense to say that this is a form of bishul. It is using heat and so on and so forth, and that's enough to transform the status. And if Chazal would have had this type of bishul, they would have called this a mine mizonos. Okay, but the kvar choku al zeh gedolim yoser mimenu. And these are the two shitas as far as this is concerned. Okay, so this Bezer Hashem goes through the basic halachos in regards to rifes, ikar tafel in regards to soups, and the one exception to yesterday where we said that if the soup is drunk and not eaten, so then it could be that it'll get two brachos, or the chumrah of the nishmas adam is to first to make a shackle on something else entirely.